The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. Tonight, I want to look at one barrier that stops us from developing an Islamic identity. This is very in line with the Quran, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. For every ummah, every nation, we have sent a prophet. And the prophet had two main messages. أَنْ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاشْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Right? Worship Allah, worship Allah, worship Allah. Shun shaitan. Shun ya'ani, recognize shaitan. Recognize that barrier. Sometimes I tell you, I think my youth don't understand the power of these deviant forces inside of them and outside of them. And they place themselves in very difficult situations, thinking a little bit of their ego now, that I can escape this moment without being touched by shaitan. I'll go to the club with my friends, but I'll just wait outside the club until they're finished. I'll go to the bar with them, but I'll just order an orange juice. I'll watch these Bollywood movies and I'll forward the songs. Why put yourself in that position? And there are, as many of you know now, there are external forces of guidance and internal forces of guidance. External yani in the form of prophets and imams and parents and ulama and the Quran, all external. Then there are internal forces of guidance, the intellect, the aql, our logic, tawfiq-i ilahi, all those are internal. But also there are external modes of disguidance and internal modes of disguidance. Shaitan, not just one, shayateen. Inside we have our nafs, we have our anger, we have our envy, we have our desire. Those, all of them, if not controlled, can really lead us to destruction. So identifying barriers is very key. In fact, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala. Here's a very profound hadith. It's beautiful advice. It's one I often share with my community out there in Pickering. I tell the youth this hadith a lot for a reason, because it's eye-opening for me. He says, if you are able to do one of two things only, either do good deeds or not commit sin. Either do good deeds or not commit sin. He says, do your best to not commit sin. Because sometimes I tell you, people like me, we approach spirituality like a mathematical equation. I did four good things today. I did two sins today. Four minus two is two. It's positive. Great day. MashaAllah. Shabash. Go to sleep. Plus two. Profit. Oh, it's not that simple. Hold on. Because the base of our spirituality is to identify those barriers, to not commit the sin, to not give into shaitan. And if we spend our whole life just trying to avoid sin, that itself is the greatest of deeds sometimes. So to identify barriers on your path is important. A lot of you ask me, a lot of my young guys in the city ask me, I'm trying, but I can't do this. I set my alarm, I can't go for Fajr. I want to do this, but I can't bring myself to read, let's say, for example, the Quran. I can't stop myself from music. I can't stop myself from a good old-fashioned gossip session. I can't stop myself from it. I know it's wrong, but I can't. So there's knowledge. It's not a lack of knowledge, but it is a lack of resolve. And what I fear for myself and maybe for all of you is that we take on Shaitan's approach. Remember Shaitan's approach now. Okay? Again, I talked about there are certain conversations in the Quran that I am obsessed with. One of them is God and Shaitan. Up in the Quran. Multiple moments in the Quran, it captures this moment between Shaitan and God. I believe Surah Al-A'raf from verse 13 to about 18, 19 talks about this one-on-one talk between Shaitan and God, where God says, why did you do what you did? Okay? When he says famously, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ, I'm better than he is, and made the entire talk about clay and fire, that's when God says, out. Okay? Now I want you to picture this idea, again, if I can personify the moment a little bit, that they are now, you know, they're having this discussion now. Imagine now, you having a heated talk with somebody, let's say at work in your boardroom with your boss, and he gets to a point where he just says, you know what, you're done, go home, you're fired, whatever, and you begin to storm out of that boardroom. Shaitan is on his way out now. And the Quran captures a moment where it's almost as if he turns back, now metaphorically, turns back now and says something to Allah. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. This is your fault, God. All of this mess I'm in now is your fault, not mine. I was good before Adam got here. It's all your fault. You knew I wouldn't do this, and still you asked me to do it. I blame you. In the process, he lifted any responsibility off of him and put it on God's shoulders. So when you do that, oh, you think you're good. It's not my fault. He's the one that's being the wrong creator, na'udhu billah. If we don't identify the barriers, we look to people like me look to blame this person and that person and this person and that person. Got to be careful. Hand in hand. Worship Allah, know your barriers. Worship Allah, know Shaitan. Worship Allah, shun Shaitan. Hand in hand together. If you can't do both, just focus on shunning Shaitan. Identify your weaknesses. I have to identify my deficiencies. I've said this before many, many times across a lot of my classes. Shaitan has us figured out sometimes, better than we have ourselves figured out. He's been with us since the moment we came out crying out of mama's womb. He knows exactly. And in the process now, he does a trial and error process. He throws a little bit of a carrot and sees, does this person bite or not? In the process now, he's taking notes. Because everybody now has their own personal Shaitan. Everybody has their own personal list of deviances. What pulls me off the path is not what pulls you off the path. What entices you to sin is not what entices me to sin. And while I don't know your list of entices, God does. I'm sorry, Shaitan does. And it seems as if he dangles that specific carrot in front of me. If he knows that music is my weakness, everywhere I go, I hear music. And those songs that I'm just attached to. So I'll end up spending a little bit more time in a store, even though I want nothing in that store, because my jam is on. If non-mahram individuals are my weakness, Shaitan knows, he'll dangle that in front of me. If alcohol is not something that I am enticed by, he won't even waste his time. That's all Shaitan, he knows that. But what Shaitan doesn't have that we have is God. Ya ilahi, la takilni illa nafsi tarfata'inin abada. The Prophet of Allah. Oh my Lord, ya ilahi, do not leave me alone or at the disposal of myself for a blink of an eye, the Prophet says. I can't do this without you. And when we look at this idea of Islamic identity, one of the biggest barriers is today's Islamophobia. Now, I'm not talking about the actual ones who are carrying out these attacks. The actual Islamophobes, I'm talking about a different angle and dimension of it. That, of course, is there. And unfortunately, it's going to be there. Those London attacks may not be the last one we see, unfortunately. In a post 9/11 world, it's just a reality. It's a matter of how we navigate through that phobia. But I'm not talking about an external Islamophobia. I'm talking about an internalized Islamophobia.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati Ghafur Shakur Wadud Qayyum Ra'uf Sabur Majid. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.